is not a dream that the world would turn around. All our hopes have come to be, and the people gather around. They are all they can bring, and nobody went with that. Only when the song sings, the revolution starts now.
Good afternoon, Richmond. Welcome to Indie Media Live, one of the most progressive half hours on the radio, because we have no corporate sponsorship and no corporate control. That makes a powerful difference in bringing you the news of what's going on in the progressive community around Richmond. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here every Tuesday introducing you to people in our community who are passionately involved in the issues and causes that directly affect you and your family. We have a great show for you today. Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond is here, along with the Virginia Benefit Chorale, and we're going to be giving you some information about a concert that will be happening day after tomorrow. And before we do that, I want to remind everybody that next week is WRIR's fundraiser, so I hope you'll tune in next week to hear Indie Media Live again. And I want to introduce you to my guests. Sandy Willis is the president of Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond. She's been involved with Interfaith Council for about 7 years. She is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And besides all of her volunteer work, she's a civil engineer and a water fitness instructor and a Tai Chi teacher. Gosh, Sandy, thanks for working me in.
Oh, thank you for letting us be here.
Yeah, that was great. You're a busy girl for sure. And I also have here with us Steve Davis. Steve is the founder and director of the Virginia Benefit Chorale. You've put all this together in 2005, Steve.
2005, that's when it all began.
Yeah, and you have a history of being a high school music teacher, and you've directed plays and musicals. Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, we did Fiddler on the Roof at John Kennedy High School.
Oh, that must have been great.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that's a big project. Mm-hmm. But this Virginia Benefit Chorale is also a big project. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
As far as I know, it's unique. We only do benefit concerts. People who are in charge of nonprofit organizations will get in touch with us, and we will decide to do a concert for them. And at that point, we have made the decision to walk on and sing and walk off again. And that's the good news is we don't have to do the promotion. The organization which we are benefiting do that. They get the people there. We secure the location. We sing. And we don't take a dime for it.
100%?
100% goes to the organization.
Wow.
I had all kinds of people tell me that we would never make it through the first year if we did not take a percentage. But we're in our sixth performing season, and so far 100% has gone to the charities.
You know, we hear a lot around the country and around the world these national and international fundraising concerts like Farm Aid, stuff like that. But for somebody to be doing that sort of thing right here in our community is really amazing. I'm so glad that you're here today.
I'm just amazed that we've lasted since 2000.
So tell us about the organization. I guess my number one question is, do you have to audition?
Yes.
Ah, ouch. You have to come before the director and sing.
Well, you know, I usually say if you can make it through, if you can visit us and sit in a rehearsal, if you make it through two rehearsals, you got a good chance of being there with us.
So how many people in the chorale?
18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're an a cappella organization.
Which
means
acapella. There
no other instrument. It's just us. And we were designed that way to be able to be portable. Mm-hmm. If a disaster happened tomorrow, we could give a concert the next day.
2005, I think that was Katrina. Did that have anything to do with your thought of creating this amazing organization?
It did. Hmm. And it was really formed so that if there was a disaster, we could be there and raise money for them. We've run into some problems along that, you know, actually getting that done, which I can tell you about. But the concept of being a cappella, the concept of having a rolling repertoire. Each month we put in pieces and we take out pieces. So if you hear our concert a year from now, it's a totally new concert. If you hear it 6 months from now, you hear about half the same songs.
And Interfaith is going to be the recipient of this largesse Thursday evening. Can you tell us about that, Sandy?
This concert will be held at the Second Baptist Church, which is at the corner of River Road and Gaskin. And we are raising funds for the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond. And in my opinion, it was a gold mine when I ran across Steve, and it has been wonderful working together, as he is so supportive of our interfaith work.
And tell us just for a minute about Interfaith.
Well, the purpose of the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond is to develop understanding, respect, and cooperation between the various religious faiths. It has been in existence for almost 82 years, and we are continually moving forward to strengthen our program and to make a difference in the community and thus in the world.
82 years in Richmond?
Yes, it has.
Wow, that is quite a record.
It began in 1929 with a group of women, typically of the Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faiths, and it has grown from there.
I would like you to tell us a little bit about the makeup of the faith community in Richmond.
Well, that's a very exciting subject. In 1986, the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond expanded to incorporate other non-Christian faiths such as Muslim, Baha'i, Hindu, Sikh, Jain, Ekankar, and we embrace them. And it has been a wonderful friendship that has grown from that.
And I went on your website and I was noticing that the board of directors is this amazing group of people from so many different faiths. It was very moving, actually, to see that and watch that.
And if you saw us in action, you would be very moved also. It is very spiritual working with one another and to build that friendship of understanding, respect, and cooperation. That's what it's all about.
Now, your website is
www.icgr.org.
Yeah, and the Virginia Benefit Chorale's website, Steve?
www.virginiabenefitchorale.org.
Yeah, and if you are listening today and you're driving in your car, don't stop, don't grab a pencil. We will have all of this information posted on our blog, indiemedialive.blogspot.com, shortly after the show today, so not to worry. And I'm wondering if you can tell people about the program that you're going to have on Thursday night. What kinds of music are you going to be playing then, singing then, Steve?
We have a repertoire that's reminiscent of the touring chorales during the 60s. Some sacred music, some secular music, some folk songs, all a cappella. We're able to put it together, and the audience enjoys it.
I think we should give the audience a little bit of a taste right now of the Virginia Benefit Chorale. And we chose a song that I think is really appropriate for Virginia. We're going to play a couple of minutes of your rendition of Shenandoah.
This arrangement was done by Jim Erb, longtime director of the Richmond Symphony Chorus. And so we're happy to have it from him.
Thank you so much. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
It is 17 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to Indie Media Live on WRIR. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here live in the studio with Sandy Willis, the president of the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond, and Steve Davis, the founder and director of the Virginia Benefit Chorale. And what you just heard is an a cappella performance of Shenandoah by the Virginia Benefit Chorale. Steve, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. We enjoy doing it.
Well, a cappella is a difficult medium because you don't have that sound support from the other instruments. That was stunning.
Nothing to cover up your mistakes and nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide. Well, that was fabulous. So will that be one of the songs that people will hear this Thursday night at Second Baptist Church?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What time does the concert start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And there is a reception following.
Well, that is going to be great. Steve, who are some of the groups that the Virginia Benefit Chorale has raised funds for over the last 6 years?
Oh, golly. We've done the food bank. We've done Meals on Wheels. We've done the Alzheimer's organization. Let me see. We've done an organization, local organization called HELP, which assists people who are not yet recipients of other assistance. We normally perform in church. The churches are the ones that give us space, usually free, and a lot of times they help us with publicity as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that there are probably a lot of people listening right now who would love to have a conversation with Virginia Benefit Chorale about the possibility of connecting with you, like the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond has. How would people get in touch with you?
There's some information about that if you will go to our website, www.virginiabenefitchorale.org, and you would find there information about how to contribute your talents, how to perform with us, and also information about how you can give us your money. You'll also find information about how you can apply to us to benefit your nonprofit organization.
And I'm wondering, you said, Sandy, that Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond connected with Steve through some of your classes, through one of your classes, but what made you think that this would be something that you guys would really enjoy in working together?
Well, what's interesting is the harmony that they sing together is what we want to emulate in the Interfaith Council. The voices blend. They're working together to create beautiful music.
Oh, that is so great. So it's symbolic of what Interfaith Council is trying to create in the world. You know, I wanted to ask both of you in a different way, but, you know, Indie Media Live is really focused on how individuals in our community participate in making a healthier Richmond, a healthier world, a stronger world. I'm wondering, Steve, in your view, what role does music play in creating that healthier, larger community?
Oh, golly. The old saying, he who sings prays twice. It's just a rewarding thing to be able to create this music. It's a rewarding experience to have the people that I have. I'm super lucky to have a good chorale, a lot of people who give away their time every week, and they don't stop until the job is well done.
And the role that music plays in the community, you would think in creating like a healthier community, you said he who sings prays twice.
Yeah.
I know for me music is a really quick route to the spiritual. And did you find that when you were working with high school choirs as well?
I did, yeah, absolutely. Often it's the lyrics that interest people first. I actually had a professor that said, you know, if the words don't make sense, don't do the song. The song will never make sense. And that seems simple, but it's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy, as president of Interfaith Council, what connection do you think to peace is this idea of that mutual understanding between the faiths?
Well, we're united through our diversity of faith. and our belief in God. And there are 17 different faiths represented. And I feel it gives a message of hope to the world, a world that is stung by war, disease, economic instability, natural disaster, and division. And we come together, united, to work together to meet these challenges and to develop that peace.
I know that there is a lot of misunderstanding on this planet about the different faiths. What I find so interesting is that it seems to be a commonality between human beings, among human beings, that we all have some kind of faith. It may not be, you know, an organized faith, but everybody seems to have at least considered the question. And so when we come together in interfaith, do you find that you learn more about each other and that helps with understanding? Or how has that been for you?
Absolutely, it does. One of our components is education, and we have learned about each other's faith through a program called the Discovering Many Faiths program.
Really?
And it has really brought us together on a higher level of spirituality as we understand each other and we find our similarities, and it is very unifying.
Focusing on what makes us alike rather than focusing on our differences?
Yes, and then understanding where someone comes from is very enlightening. It expands our eyes of understanding. It makes the world a smaller place.
If some of our listeners are interested in getting involved in the Interfaith Council, is there a way to do that? Or, I mean, are you guys looking for volunteers? Or
all the time.
Really?
All the
okay.
time. The Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond is 100% volunteer work, and that's what makes it work. We are always looking for volunteers. We are always looking to expand our horizons. So along with our website, www.icgr.org, we can call directly to my home phone, which is 740-5240, and I would love to speak to anybody who is interested.
Now, what kind of events do you have throughout the year? You have the Peace Festival.
Well, we've done that in affiliation with the Richmond Peace Education Center.
Right.
We have many affiliates in the Richmond area, which we are so proud to work along with, such as the First Freedom Center, VCU and U of R, many, many different affiliates.
And Steve, I think that the Virginia Benefit Chorale also has affiliations.
We have an affiliation every time we do a concert for someone.
Yeah.
And there it begins. And many of them have asked us to do concert after concert on an annual basis. And this is nice because people look forward to that event, and they know we're going to perform, and they attend it every year.
I think that's wonderful. So we have 1 minute of Georgia on My Mind, one of my favorite songs.
Mine too.
You look a little bit like Willie Nelson, so let's see. Too bad today's not television. Y'all look great. So can we cue that up?
Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet
Well, that's just a little taste of what you will hear Thursday night at the Second Baptist Church. at 7 p.m. when the Virginia Benefit Chorale has a concert for the Interfaith Council of Greater Richmond. Sandy Willis, president of Interfaith, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and Steve Davis, founder and director of the Virginia Benefit Chorale, thank you for being here today, too.
My pleasure.
And remember that we will have their contact information on our blog shortly after the show. I want to climb up on my soapbox now. I don't know if you can hear me creaking up there, but I want to climb up on my soapbox. And I, in honor and recognition of National Poetry Month, chose a poem that is one of my favorites. I am a poetry collector, so I have lots of favorites. But I chose this poem today in honor of my two guests. I hope that you guys will enjoy this as well, and I hope that it will be supportive of the work that both of your organizations are trying to accomplish. This is a poem called Then by Judy Chicago. And then all that has divided us will merge, and then compassion will be wedded to power, and then softness will come to a world that is harsh and unkind, and then both men and women will be gentle, and then both women and men will be strong, and then no person will be subjected to another's will. And then all will be rich and free and varied, and then the greed of some will give way to the needs of many. And then all will share equally in the earth's abundance. And then all will care for the sick and the weak and the old. And then all will nourish the young. And then we'll all cherish life's creatures. And then everyone will live in harmony with one another and with the earth. And then everywhere will be called Eden once again. That's Judy Chicago. You can check her out online as well. And we'll have this up on the blog too. I also want to recognize April as National Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month. I think that the best way to prevent the cruelty to animals is not to eat them. And although most of us may have never considered the connection, the acknowledgement that our treatment of animals is fundamental to social justice is ancient. Pythagoras said, "As long as humanity continues to be the ruthless destroyer of other beings, we will never know health or peace. For as long as people massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seeds of murder and pain can never reap joy and love." Plutarch mourned that, "But for the sake of some little mouthful of flesh, we deprive a soul of the sun and light and of that portion of life and time it had been born into the world to enjoy." More recently, Mohandas Gandhi reminded us that the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. And the consequences today of modern factory farming are far-reaching, touching every part of our lives. Our food choices are arguably the foundation of social justice. In a very real sense, we are in this world what we eat. If we consume animal products, we can't ignore the fact that we are choosing a life based on slavery, utter misery, and violence. Those of us who are committed to the creation of a society which is peaceful, which is healthy, just, and sustainable, must regard with revulsion the premeditated murders every year of more than 10 billion unoffending beings in America alone, simply out of habit or to please our palates. As George Bernard Shaw said, "As long as we make of our bodies the graveyards of other living creatures, can we ever hope to have peace on earth?" Until next week, I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and on behalf of all the wonderful volunteers at WRIR, thank you so much for listening. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Be kind to the planet and to the animals. But don't be silent, because silence is the voice of complicity. Until next week, we wish you and the whole world peace.